You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I am a hassle.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
When you yell, sometimes things fly out of your mouth.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Anthony.
Anthony.
Let's go to Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, no. Anthony.
Yes, you get me for a day. Peter, back tomorrow. So is Michael.
We
appreciate Dan stepping in today.
Nice.
Spending some time with us. Extra time, by the way.
Extra.
Extra time.
Yeah, for those of you on hold, usually you figure, all right, ENN kind of ends the communication portion of the show, the interaction portion of the show. No. We're going to be
today.
On until 7, taking up the Knicks Warriors coverage. So
rare
I want to hang in there right after ENN calls for 30 minutes.
But of course, now we have ENN, which is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go
sure
see
is.
Michelle Scalise. And Dan, what do you do?
Come get some.
That's right. I'd like to say good evening to both of you.
Look away. Look away.
I'm not away. I'm not looking.
Turn it over.
I'm not looking.
Turn it over.
I hate to tell you the throw. It
doesn't play as well on radio.
I don't care. It's still funny. Good evening to Don.
And you lost the game. What do I care?
One last.
Catch the ball with your mouth. You lost the game.
Dan.
Yankee Boone.
That could end up in drop matters. Dan has never been in drop matters.
I got to tell you.
He's been on the show.
So I have done.
I've started. That was kind of just a throwaway.
So I've started to do the work. I had almost 70 drops in each category, dropped it down to like 36, and now I have a 16. That doesn't mean that the 16 are going to stay. We still have about 2 weeks before we reveal.
Right, something can happen like that.
Exactly. And we have about, what, 2 or 3 weeks, Don? When is our Big East remote? That's in March. March 15th. We're going to reveal the bracket then. So you have up until probably March 14th, I'd say, or 13th to kind of get everything
so
in.
You'll go day before.
I'll try and get as close as possible, and then next year, whenever I stopped, I will let that count for the next year. So whatever it is.
I don't know. Do you think that we should give the guy a break and say the cutoff is that week? The remote's on Friday the 15th, so that day is obviously out. So just have it the following
mull it over
Friday,
the weekend,
say,
like
that's
the committee,
it.
Like the committee, like think it over for the weekend.
All drop.
You're not eligible if it's after that Friday.
I agree.
Yo, Cash, what up? It's Yamamoto.
There's one from you guys, I think, that's going to make it from when we did, you know, you did the show a little bit during the summer.
Well, a lot of it.
Yeah. So you'll be, I think you're in there.
I like that. I look like that.
Yo, Cash, what up? It's Yamamoto. Yamamoto.
And for those that don't,
didn't
those
work
that
out.
Don't remember, that was in December when we were doing it before the holidays. Remember, remember when Yamamoto was out to dinner with Steve Cohen?
Steve Cohen
went to Yamamoto's and we said, well, how do you know that he's not texting Cashman under the table?
Right.
And so,
so which one's better?
Yankee Boone. Yo, Cash, what up? It's Yamamoto.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
I don't know.
Danny DeVito, Dan. Was in the nether region. It was one of the finalists. I'm not sure where it ranks.
See, the problem with the Danny DeVito,
you need the context. That's why it's
yes
not going
to
make it.
Yes has to pull in if they still have like the video
of you going like this behind
Yeah, like going up to Don, like doing the freaking, like, you know, like, look at this cheese, Jersey Mike's, taste and the smell, it's so fresh, and then like hiding behind like the different things, like snooping in them. You better eat that sandwich. I'm coming in. That's what was so funny about the Danny DeVito thing.
No, it
won't play as well on radio.
So that's not going to make it, but I'll tell you what, a flub does make it from you guys, for sure. In the flub region, there will be a Don and Dan combo.
Interesting.
Yep, absolutely. I don't think it's going
but
anywhere.
That Jersey Mike thing, because we had a really tough call for Peter and Michael hating them, like, and the guy was like, Jersey Mike, but that's all I could think about was you doing that.
Yeah, no, I was laughing the whole time.
My wife is a big Dave Rigetti guy.
Look at this. How nice and fresh it is.
First time we did it was really, really, really good.
It was very spontaneous. Oh, but am I right or wrong? Are they not the most awkward commercials?
But I do enjoy the product, though.
Thanks, Reality Kelly.
And that was a big source of our amusement during the football season,
right? We upgraded the Jet pre- and post-game food. We upgraded tremendously.
So you just know KFC.
KFC, but there was additions as well.
Jersey Mike's made its way into the festivities.
And he we had to get him a special one, you know, dry, no oil or anything.
Right, no ointment.
No cheese, no mayo.
So, the Dan DeVito commercial does disturb you to the point where you don't like the product.
When push comes to shove, if I have to eat it, I'll eat it. I ate it a couple of times.
You did.
Because it was there.
But we still needed to give him a special treatment.
Here's the thing with Greg, right?
Love Greg.
Love him to death. Right? Friend, co-worker, love him to death.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. And I can't vouch for this. I don't know how it's happening. He would agree with me. If he's bringing this stuff, let's say, obviously, football's on a Sunday. I don't know if it's being bought on Sunday.
Oh,
We had some late games this year, though.
So you could see my apprehension.
Hey, listen.
Where it would factor
I
in.
Thought about that with the KFC, with the 1 o'clock. I mean, we're on
There's
the
no
air
way
at 11.
He's
you're not getting
at 9
KFC at
he
9 a.m.
He knows people. Greg could just go.
No.
He could
call up Colonel Sanders right, and say, listen, I'm going to be at the KFC at 8:45. Here's what I want.
Yes, this is Greg Buttle.
You know, open it up for anybody. Let me tell you something.
You could probably do this well. Not to the level of the Danny DeVito Jersey Mike's, but the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts commercial in the Super Bowl with the Munchkin Skewer.
That was actually a really, really good commercial.
I was kind of like Matt Damon in that commercial.
And do we really need the Munchkins in the coffee?
Unless you want to end up like Chip.
Well, what about the Ice Spice Dunkin' where they actually blended the Munchkin into the coffee?
No.
What are we doing there?
Disgusting.
How's that happening?
I don't know if I told you this.
We have an obesity problem.
It's a fabulous product. Okay.
What, the Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm not knocking the product, but the story I'm about to tell.
I'm sure.
I like a good Oreo cookie.
Oh,
all right.
Tremendous.
And so what happens sometimes when I get back from kickboxing, like I'll have breakfast earlier in the morning when I'm having breakfast with the kids, and then that's like at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Then I go to the kickboxing at 9:30, and I get back at 10:30, and it's too early for lunch. I'm kind of hungry.
Sure.
I'll grab a couple of Oreo cookies while I'm watching The View.
Is that healthy, though?
And
I don't know why I thought that was
healthy. So it's a couple. Whatever. So Nancy got for the kids, it's these Oreos that are like space Oreos, so it's got like different colors.
Oh, I've seen the commercial.
So I eat one, and the next thing I think I'm having a stroke. Things are like popping in my head, and I'm like, and I said to Nancy, "What's in this?" Like I thought maybe I fractured my neck during kickboxing. Like I'm turning my head, and I'm feeling like a popping sensation in my face. And she's like, no, it's just, it's blue. It's for the kids. So I'm like, no, sum up with this. So I look and it's like space
Oreo. It's got the
Pop
Rocks in it, yeah.
And it says with popping candy.
That's amazing.
There's Pop Rockets in the rocks in the thing. And so I felt better.
Yes.
I was like, well, I'm not having a stroke. There's actually Pop Rocks in the cookie. I don't need that at 10:30 in the morning.
I forget the age that kind of gets old, the Pop Rocks and the candy thing, but it's...
So
you turn to teenager.
Abstain from now on, like you're not going back.
Yeah, I haven't touched. It's for the kids, and the funny thing is, everybody else had eaten it and not noticed.
No, not noticed.
And of course, it's interesting because where I work,
and the kids are okay with it. They don't.
They don't notice. Maybe that's the sensation they normally get.
They don't know any better.
That's a good point.
But the whole
Yo Cash, what up? It's Yamamoto.
No, I didn't do that. The whole Pop Rocks and soda that killed Mikey, the guy that Mikey ended up working at this radio station.
Did you know that, by the way?
No.
Does he even?
Do you know
Life cereal?
Life cereal.
The Munchkin Skewer.
There was a commercial back in like late 70s, early 80s for Life cereal, and it was a kid.
Mikey likes it. Okay, yes, yeah. I do know that. Then
the rumor, the urban legend that went around, like spider eggs and bubble yum, and I can't give the detail on what happened to Rod Stewart.
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
Rod Stewart just sold his catalog for $100 million,
That's not what I'm going to tell you.
No.
Something to do with a can of Coke.
Oh, boy.
So,
okay.
That the kid from the Life cereal had Pop Rocks and drank soda and died.
Oh my goodness.
And that was like an urban legend. And then it was finally debunked when I met him. He was a sales guy. at the radio station.
He was.
That's amazing. Yeah. There's a lot of people that have come through here.
Oh, especially sales. Forget it. We might have actually had 700 different salesmen since.
You know the Homer or the Grandpa Simpson meme when he comes in and he goes out? Like, that's what it is. It's like, it's like that. That's the sales department. In, out. By the way, breaking news. Did you see this with OG Anunoby cleared for on-court work?
Well, that's big.
Not nothing.
Because, yeah. I mean, 2 days ago, what was it? Coach Thibodeau said that he wasn't even getting ready to shoot yet. That was a little concerning for me. I know that they said it was about a 3-week time frame and timetable, and we're kind of at that spot. But I was hoping that we'd see a little bit more progress. Tom Thibodeau, before the game today, actually talked about OG and when he might be back.
Yeah, no, and again, it's just, you know, I think that all that stuff is speculation. It's when he's ready to play.
Okay.
The good thing was him getting cleared today. And sure. So now you go into the next phase, and then he'll be checked by our medical people daily, and then we go from there. But until this next step is the important one, and then once the contact is added, then that's when he'll be ready to go.
And a reminder, Jalen game time, and correct. Hartenstein cleared to go tonight against the Warriors.
It's not nothing news, because you can't start thinking or speculating about the return until he can get on the court and start practicing. So that's not nothing.
Right.
Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? It's still going to be a little while here.
It's not nothing is one of my favorite phrases that you have given to me.
That's right.
We use it in everyday life. Now,
enjoy it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
A lot of people are asking about this. 6:30. We are staying on the air 98.7. Yes, leaves us for Nets pregame. But you're thinking, oh my goodness, there's a Yankee game. Michael's not doing it, but where is the Yankee game? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. 6:30 Yes app, Yankees Marlins. If you have Yes, you can get the app for free. Yes app, Yankees Marlins. That is where the game will be.
I want to know who's doing the game. Because if it's not Michael, then who?
And that's a free app, by the way.
I think Ruco's got NBA stuff.
I'd guess John Flaherty, no?
Okay.
I think John would do it. John and Jack. That's my guess.
Well, Bob Lorenz, they don't throw him a chance.
I think they should
do the Nets.
Meredith. I think Meredith should do it.
Meredith could do it, too. I could do it. I did it. I did a couple of innings.
You did?
I would like that opportunity. Wake up, Flip.
Oh, wow.
Wake up, Flip.
I guess we should get some stories, right?
Why, if you want.
Is it possible to be in on something and out on something before
yes.
it even happens?
Happens all
okay,
the time.
Okay, well, here's what's happening. The future of the college football playoff. Now, as you know, we're expanding to our 12-team.
I still haven't even done it yet.
We got the 12-team, and now you know where I'm going with this, Don.
Right.
And they're already thinking about the 14-team playoff.
So before they even try the 12.
Correct.
We're going to try to expand to 14.
So we're going to have the 12 this year for sure. But by 2025, after that, what happens? They're thinking maybe we do a 14. Look, we all agreed that it would be nice to expand, I think. I think it would be cool to expand the four teams. Everybody has the argument, like you said, Don. You're not going to argue if you're the 13th or the 14th team. Top 12 make it. That's it. Call it a day. The five conference winners make it. The best five conference winners. And then you have seven at-large bids, one of them being Notre Dame, as the joke on this show.
Mm.
But can we at least see what that looks like before we go to 14? Why are we already going to 14?
Yeah, and then where does it stop?
I don't know. We're going to have a March Madness-style tournament, Dan? When do you want to start the...
Well, I saw that there's already some issue because it might infiltrate now because you have to play these games earlier with like the Army-Navy game, which remember that Saturday is like that's the standalone game on that day, Army-Navy, and then you get the Heisman Trophy ceremony later on in the evening. So
all of these can be adjusted, though.
Well, they're going to have to, but it's like you know what it is, too? You're infiltrating on tradition. Which
tradition, schnomission, whatever. Well, it's money. It's all about money.
We also now have a bracket. We now have a 4-team playoff as opposed to a BCS national champion and, you know, tradition.
People love the bracket, by the way. Love
Well, listen, everybody loves to make brackets. Everybody likes to look at how popular March Madness is.
Sure.
Can you tell me that you watch 68 teams religiously enough to know who's going to do well in the March Madness tournament?
Here's what I think. They should extend it to the point where they're actually playing into the NFL playoff.
Yes.
And they play the playoff games in college the day before the NFL playoffs. playoffs. So when you've got Saturday, Sundays during wild card weekend, they play on Friday. Then the championship game weekend, they can have their championship games on that Saturday. And then the Super Bowl, they can have their championship game on the Saturday of the Super Bowl. Can play in the same place.
That's amazing.
Let's do that.
That'd be cool.
It'll be
a
interesting.
Football-gasm.
I think that could make it.
Yeah, that's...
Did you just coin that, by the way? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Is that hyphenated or one word?
I think it's one word.
One word.
Speaking of the college game, we got some news out of the women's game. Caitlin Clark made some more history in her own right yesterday. She passed Kansas Jayhawks legend Lynette Woodward. She scored her 33rd and final point of the game on her 8th three-pointer to give her 3,650 points. Woodward, who played in her final years of the AIAW from 1977 to 81, scored 3,649 points.
Right.
So next up for her, of course, will be LSU's Pete Maravich. Something else that she announced today, when the season's over, she will declare for the WNBA draft. And we've talked about how much of an impact she's had just in the college game alone. Look at the lines to see her play. Her impact on the WNBA is going to be massive. So her making that decision while Paige Buchers is sticking around in UConn for another year, Caitlin Clark will be a WNBA player next year. And it'll probably, I would imagine, boom the NBA, the WNBA rating.
How's she doing with NIL stuff? Like, I haven't kept tabs.
I assume
that.
Well, you know she got the State Farm commercial.
Oh, that's right. That's the,
so
the
she,
point.
So she, you could make the case financially. She should be. She might be getting a haircut going to the NBA as early as she, the WNBA as early as she is. But if she is going to the WNBA, there must be some assurances that there is other big time stuff where she feels like she'll make more money.
Jacob tells me she makes over $100,000 in deals right now. That's pretty good.
So no, what, $900,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. $900,000.
But she's not making $1 million in the WNBA.
I wouldn't imagine so.
Is she going to get more endorsements in the WNBA than she would at Iowa? I doubt it.
I believe the Indiana Fever have the first pick, and I would have to guess that she would be the first pick. She got State Farm already. That's going to continue, I would imagine.
Let me ask you a question. Highest paid WNBA salary is what?
Candace Parker?
No, give me a number.
$500,000?
What do you think?
It got to be. I would say it's got to be $1 million, no?
$240,000.
$240,000. All right, so.
Makes sense to stay in college.
Now, this is going back a long way. But when Bobby Hull left the Blackhawks to go to the Winnipeg Jets in the WHA, he got paid $2 million. The reason he got paid $2 million is that he said he wouldn't go for $1 million, and they offered him two. It's just that's how desperately they want him. All the owners got together and contributed because they felt like it would help the league if Bobby Hull played in it.
Sure.
Could there be a situation where the WNBA would say, well, let's pay her $1 million. Everybody contribute to this. This is going to help us big time. So even though she won't be playing for you and only playing for one team, could you see some of the owners get together and say, I don't even know if there's an avenue to do something like that. Can that be something? Because I don't know if Indiana Fever are going to have the ability to pay her
a
ton of money.
She's breaking records that we haven't seen broken in years in just college athletics. I would find it hard to believe she won't be the highest paid WNBA player. Maybe not in her rookie deal, but at some point.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a rookie wage scale.
And
for
I think
the WNBA.
I think she sets the bar now, especially with how she plays. And look at every game that she goes to, home or away. It's lined up around the corner to watch her play. Tickets, girl, go for $500.
It is crazy.
So it's apples and wrenches.
Yeah, for sure.
But could it be like a Messi Ajayi situation where the way it put Miami on the map, like could whoever drafts her now really parlay that into big time bucks help the WNBA? Because if you said there's lines around the block to see her, then I would think these WNBA games that are already broadcast on ESPN, they already have a television contract, are really going to benefit from her being in it.
I think Rucco should have a house in Indiana. Yes. I think that's what's going to be needed.
Frequent visitor, you're saying.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know who stopped by DNR this morning besides John Winthrop?
Who's that?
Good friend Mel Kiper Jr., draft extraordinaire at ESPN. Mm. And he says...
Who do you think loves football more, Mel Kiper Jr. or John Winthrop?
Ooh.
Mel loves the draft more.
But you have to love football in order to be that passionate to watch that much college football.
I got to tell you, I think top five hardest jobs at this company, being a draft analyst has to be one of them. You know, Mel talks like he knows that he's been to every one of these kids' houses. He's that good. Not and just the first round. As far as it goes, he knows something about every player that gets
picked. Well, the thing about him, and again, I don't know other people. I'm sure Todd McShay did the same thing back in the day, is they're not like hearing from scouts. They are sitting there consuming like every game. I saw a story on Mel, like he's got like 20 TVs in his basement and he's watching like every single game.
That's got to be some setup, no?
That's a tremendous commitment.
Well, it's
to
easier
be able to
now with
players.
The streaming vehicle.
You know, like players you got to know?
Like yeah.
Well, I think the relationships, too. I mean, you talk to scouts and people, and you build these, I mean, if doing it as long as Mel has done it, like, you build these relationships with the different schools and universities, you know, so you could just place a call and be like, hey, what about this guy so-and-so? Has to factor in.
Well, we have, you know, we've talked about, will the Giants draft a quarterback? Will they trade up? Will it be trading up from six or trading up back into the first round? Mel on DNR this morning said he likes Daniel Jones better than Drake May.
I'm higher on Daniel than everybody. I guess everybody else. I don't know. I haven't heard many people rave about Daniel Jones. I'm not raving about him, but I think he's a really good quarterback in this league, a solid quarterback in this league, who is not has been unfairly criticized. And we've kind of forgotten what he did a few years ago when he got hurt, not because of anything he could do. You get injured because your supporting cast was not very good. But I'm moving forward with Daniel Jones. He's not 38 years old. He's not at the end of his career. He's not in the middle of his career. He's entering the prime of his career. So I don't think these – I'll say this. I don't see what Drake May brings to the table that Daniel Jones doesn't. I really don't. I watched Drake May. I don't know if people out there have studied. Drake May had a rough end of the season. If you watch Drake May play college football against Virginia, NC State, and Clemson, you would say, I don't really think this guy's our guy. So go back and watch those games. If you think he's better than Daniel Jones after those three games, then more power to you.
See, I don't think – I never read any of these comments as a compliment to Daniel Jones. I don't think he's really high
– on Drake May.
On these quarterbacks.
No.
Now, he might be high on Caleb Williams. I don't know, but we know that Caleb Williams isn't going to drop to six. He's not going to drop to two. So, but it doesn't sound like he loves these quarterbacks. I've heard Kurt Warner on social media not really be in love with any of these quarterbacks. But Dan said something really...
Yes, by the way.
Oh, take care,
buddy. They're heading over.
I thought was this 37 seconds.
I thought so. I guess they changed it up. Yankees Marlins on the S app at 6:30, and they're going to Nets pregame right now.
But
right.
You know, you don't draft a quarterback for the sake of drafting a quarterback. If you like the quarterback, by all means, draft him. But just because you have a need at quarterback doesn't magically make these quarterbacks into anything great. So I'll be very interested to see what happens. We saw what happened with Baker Mayfield a few years ago. Not on anybody's radar as the top overall pick. Then we came out of the combine. He shot back up to one. Remember, it was suck for Sam. It was Sam Darnold is going to be the guy. Baker Mayfield jumped over him without playing a game. So what's going to happen with these quarterbacks after the combine, after the pro days? When are we going to start to see the movement? So
who separates themselves?
And I know it seems like we're close. Tomorrow's March 1st. But there's a lot of things that can happen between now and the draft that can change everybody's perspective on where everybody is going to go. Look, and there might be a quarterback at six.
Everyone thought it was Williams, May, Daniels, and Mel in his mock draft 2.0 that's on ESPN Plus, he has Jaden Daniels going to Washington.
I'm not
going to
say that there isn't conviction in these mock drafts, but let's just be real. If they're making you do a mock draft, like if your company or employer says you got to do a mock draft every week, every 2 weeks, is there any like value for the consumer if you're trotting out the same picks with the same order? Each and every one of them.
Yeah, but
you're going to change it up. You know what I mean?
But you got to give me a reason why you're changing it up. If they're not playing a game, if they, you know, unless something happened at the combine, somebody got hurt.
Most of these are behind a paywall, so I mean, there's a reason right there. You want to make people sign up for this stuff.
But I'm saying the caveat emptor to the people that want to get this information is that if nothing's happened between this mock draft and the previous one, and if they're changing it, they're probably just changing it to get you excited. Now, after the combine, if somebody gets arrested, if something happens where now there's a reason for it to change, but just because it's been 2 weeks since I had a mock draft, let's shuffle the board, that's not enough of a reason for me to get excited.
Well, this was exciting. I enjoy spending time with you guys. That's going to do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event. Half off because of Lincoln's birthday, Dan.
Nice.
Now, this is usually when we say goodbye. And we hand it over to Dan Grasso that takes you up until the Knick coverage at 7.
All right, Dan, see you later.
But I'm hanging out.
What?
And we're going to extend the Michael K. Show until 7.
Oh.
Darn right.
So yes is gone, but we're still here on 98.7 ESPN New York.
This is Michael Kay. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to make sure that your new bed fits you perfectly. During their President's Day sale, buy a Sealy Select mattress, $799 or more, get a free motion base, and in-home delivery on any mattresses, $199 and up, is free, too. So do what I do. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattress.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.